And we're so delighted to hear tonight on the Roadhouse to have Michael Johnson and Michael Monroe back in the studio. It's just great to have you two together. We've had such good times having you guys here, and great music. And I know even one cut made the grade on one of your CDs.
Yeah, Michael I took Monroe. Advantage of the situation. And
yeah, you did, didn't you?
Well,
I did.
That's right. Buck and I are used to being taken advantage of.
Well, yeah. By everybody.
It is a roadhouse, after all.
That's right. You've got it. Michael, as we talked here briefly before we got on air, Michael Monroe, or excuse me, Michael, this is going to be one of those Michael nights, you know. Michael Johnson, you had a little better ride up the shore than you did last year for this same event.
I tell you what, it was much, much better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite nice today. Last time...
Not so much.
It's
a crapshoot, you know, January 1st, right around that time.
Yeah, well, I was back in down in the cities here, you know, when they got really the big, big storm here a couple of weeks ago.
You were there then?
I was there.
I was going to mention, it seems to follow you around.
I always think I'm lucky, but actually that's very stupid to think that, so... My timing is not so good.
Well, not for the weather anyway.
No, I don't think.
And you've got a big event happening, both of you actually, but up at your log cabin studio, Michael.
Yeah, two shows tonight and tomorrow night we're doing. Third year in a row and for New Year's.
I'm sure they're full.
Yeah.
And have been for some time.
Yeah, we should have done a third show. We've been getting calls all day for more people that would like to come, but we're packed.
This is our third show.
Right here. We should have invited them down here.
We could have. We could still have. Could.
Well, we Why have, actually. They're...
Come on down.
Yeah.
Why not? Just show up. You know, you got time to be at the Roadhouse and move up to the Care Center for Remember When.
Exactly.
It'll be quite a night. Yeah. Well, how's your year for music been this year, Michael?
It's been great.
You've been busy.
Yeah, I've been having a great year again. Really fun stuff that has happened and... reconnecting with Jim Brandenburg. We're doing a show together coming up in January at the Rife Center with some of his new stuff, and I'm hoping to have some new stuff too. Mm-hmm.
The Rife Center?
Yeah, it's in Grand Rapids.
Really?
Beautiful theater there, yeah.
Okay, so that's something we should all look forward to if we can get over there.
Yeah, it's the 22nd of January.
Mm-hmm. Will it be similar to what you've done with Jim in the past?
Yeah, sort of the same format as we've done at the Guthrie and the Deck and stuff, but probably a whole different... He's been busy doing all kinds of new stuff, amazing photography, different techniques that he's experimenting with that have really... A little bit I've seen is amazing.
Now, that seemed... Last time that you got involved in that, it seemed that it really pushed you to more instrumental work.
Yeah, it did, yeah.
And that's going to continue with this process?
Yep.
It's just part of the way it works.
Probably. I don't think a cappella with lyrics really works as well with his Northwoods theme, right. You know? So I'm going to stick with that probably for this show. I'll still be doing some of my vocal stuff because we split up the night where he talks about his work and shows it, and I sing and do my thing, and then we pull it together.
This fellow is the guy who does the wonderful photography.
Amazing photography.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, see the guy also... Now... Quote me if I'm wrong here.
<We will. laughs>
Quote me if I'm wrong. But didn't he do a bunch of photographs where each shot was just like one photo?
Yep.
You know,
a day. One
day,
for a year.
Yeah, this is the guy. That's fabulous work.
Yeah, it was 90 days of one camera click, and he didn't cheat. Cool. And and that's the project, the... DVD that I did the music for, so it was very fun.
All right.
Michael, your phrase there, quote me if I'm wrong, reminds me of a guy I used to know. His standard line was always, don't get me wrong, I could be wrong.
Well, one of my favorites is, you know, it never seems to amaze me.
Oh, boy, we're starting a new year off right here tonight, Bob. There's no question about that.
You're playing the Rife Center too, aren't you?
I am.
Up soon?
Yeah, I am. In April, I think.
April.
Oh, great.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I haven't been there, but it sounds like it's...
You
got to
get out more.
Yeah, I do have to get out more. You guys are both going there. I don't know what Bob Meyer...
I've been there.
Have you been there?
No.
I'm the only guy.
I'm going when Michael's there, though.
Okay.
The time is rife.
Right.
I think last time we talked, which is not, it's a little while ago now, Michael, but you were planning on putting out some new music. Have you evolved?
I went ahead and didn't.
You okay?
No, I'm sorry. I should. I know I should. But I just like to perform, I guess. I'm just out singing. My show is now comprised of songs that I've never recorded, and most of my stuff is like,
really?
I need to be doing that.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, okay, I will. But I have not. No, I haven't done
it. Well, it doesn't mean you have to. I just thought you'd mentioned that was in the works.
And, yeah. It's still, it is.
I think you've played a song or two over the course of time.
Well, and if you're having that much fun performing.
I love it. Yeah, I just love to do it.
Why worry about recording? Yeah.
Is there like a favorite song, not so much for people out there, but a favorite song in the sense of what you like to play?
Well, you know, usually my favorite song is the one I'm working on, you know, the new one. Yeah.
Because it's got you.
Which Michael and I have, I can't say rehearsed this. We played it once.
Yeah.
Looked deep in one another's eyes. And we'll just see. But could we play a song?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Sounds great.
Okay. You know which one, right?
I'll find out as we start.
Okay. All right. I might have to. All right. Oh, I need to say hi to Rose in Duluth. Hello, Rose. And also to send your best. And Bill and Kate Isles, send their best to you guys. So there you are, folks. Okay, here we go. Don't let us get sick. Don't let us get old. Don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave, make us play nice, and let us be together tonight. The sky was on fire as I walked to the mill to take out the slack in the line. I thought of my friends and the troubles they've had to keep me from thinking of mine. Don't let us get sick. Don't let us get old. Don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave, make us play nice, let us be together tonight. A face, and it smiles on the lake and causes the ripples in time. I'm lucky to be here with someone I like, who maketh my spirit to shine. Don't let us get sick. Don't let us get old. Don't let us get stupid, all right. Just make us be brave. Make us play nice. Let us be together tonight. Let us
be together tonight.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You know, Bob, we're so lucky.
Oh.
We get to sit here and listen to these guys right in the studio.
We've had, and we've said this many times before, we've had a lot of musicians on, both local and regional and whatever. That has got to be in the top five songs that's ever been played in this room.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That Thank is you. Really special.
Well, do you know who that's from? That is Warren Zevon.
Really?
You yes. said that before. Yes. Now yeah. I remember you saying that. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. He wrote that, and he was a bad boy for a long time.
Yeah.
And then he got sick.
Yep.
He did get sick.
Yes.
And he became a really nice guy.
Yeah, and he recorded his last album was really entirely different than anything he'd ever done. Yeah,
that's right. Did I happen to play this a year ago? As of, I've been saying,
I don't, he talked about that, I but I didn't remember the song.
I don't know that you... No, I don't necessarily... I just remember you talking about a song that you were working on with Warren Zevon. But anyway.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you sound so good together. And I know we've talked about that before, but you just click, both of you guys. So,
He taught me everything I know.
And it looks to me like you're playing a birch tree or something over there.
I am, yeah.
A small birch tree.
It's a little birch.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the fretboard is birch, and then it's bird's eye poplar that looks like birch bark.
Okay.
And spruce that David Seaton built, this little baby snow leopard.
It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Do you ever get jealous about that, Michael, that he has that guitar?
I've been coveting. I don't know, maybe, yeah. I think those are
You're
good
either jealous
eating,
or not. You're not maybe jealous. I see no green over there. So.
You know when you're jealous, don't you? It's true.
Well, he's got about three of those, and he can't watch them all at the same time.
So. Not like that. Yeah. Right? That's right.
Hey, Michael, what's your winter been bringing to you?
Oh, wow. Well, I have a new studio. Yeah. I built, I didn't build. Isaac Hansen built a garage for us, and I'm putting a studio up above. That's the part I did, is finishing off the upstairs. So I'm out of the house with the studio, and it's a bigger, more spacious area to record myself and other people in. And just working on tweaking the sound of the room, and excited to spend a couple of these winter weeks up there fleshing out ideas, making music.
Does this give you a little, just being separate, is it easier for you in your life to separate and then concentrate more when you're in there?
Well, when I'm alone, you know, Deb and I share everything all the time. And yet I notice that when I'm alone, I will try things that I might not try musically because, you know, I'll let anything fly, stupid or not. And then I come back to it later and I go, well, that really was stupid, or that really was great, and I didn't expect it to be.
I let everything fly over the air here, and I don't have any, you know, it just all comes back to us.
Nobody filters?
Oh, yeah, it all comes back.
No stupometer.
No.
So, yeah, it's going to, and also sound isolation, because... Now, Deb has stuff to do around the house, and it's not a perfectly soundproof room where we had it, so it's going to be easier for both of us when I'm recording. Mm-hmm. I'll have a little on-air sign like you guys
cool.
do.
And yeah.
She'll have to wait till it's off.
Yeah. Do we have one of those, Bob?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do. Okay.
And it's on.
Okay. I better behave, huh?
That's the stupometer.
Yeah, right there. Yeah. Well, have you got something new, or you've got something you'd like to play, Michael?
Let's see. Well, I've got this guitar, a song that I put on my, which album did I put this on? Simple Life. It's a song I wrote after visiting Hawaii with this guitar, because it fits so nicely in the overhead compartment. It's just a little tiny thing. And I sat on the beach, and these notes came out, and... this whole song came together, except for the lyrics, which came together when I came back to Minnesota in January to 112 inches of snow and our dead cats and our woodpile totally covered and plowing to do and roofing to shovel. And
you paint a pretty picture.
Yes, that's how it felt. It really did feel that way. So this is called Oneava. Thank you.
shining through falling snow. It hardly seems like the same sun as Oneawa, Oahu. It's always beautiful there. Even if it's raining, it's warm and it's so inviting. Not like winter, I'm so tired. It's so bitter, it's too Norwegian for my thin skin. I was meant to live in a browner skin all year long, picking fruit from the trees and drinking from a cool stream, living on the beach peacefully. Why am I spending my days digging crystals made of water when life ought to be easier? Instead of freezing here, I could be melting into the ocean and singing songs to my someone who deserves some of the good life, Oneawa. Oneawa. I could have stayed right there, I didn't have to leave. I only thought I had responsibilities. Now looking out at the snow, it seems so far away. That paradise on the beach where we gave back our lays to the ocean and sand. Flowers slipped through our hands like the time we shared on Kailua. But how was I to know that I would feel so empty coming home? Nothing was the same, everything so still, so frozen and so black and white. Cloudy days, long nights, so much darkness. What's this loneliness? Where's my happiness? I think I can guess. Oneawa. Oneawa.
Really nice.
Very nice.
You must not know, though, that it's illegal to talk about Hawaii here in Cook County.
No, I didn't get that.
It's a Norwegian ordinance. There could be suicides tonight.
Oh, no, yeah, I hope not.
You know, it struck me, that's a beautiful, beautiful song, beautiful melody, and yet it's not, the lyrics are not really horribly uplifting, are they? I mean,
well, it was a sad moment, you know, in my life.
Yeah,
realization.
It was a longing moment for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I experience that every winter now since I've been spoiled by going. Yeah. I have neighbors in Hovland who said we don't vacation in the winter.
Too risky.
Things could happen. You know, your pipes could freeze.
But yet, you also
you
have
might not like it here anymore.
Winter song.
Uh huh.
You've seen the other side, too, so...
Oh, and you know, it is a love-hate relationship, yeah. And it takes me a little while to warm up to winter, so to speak, but...
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice idea. You
warming up to...
That.
Work on that. Yeah. Warming up to winter, yeah.
Well, clearly, one of the ways you do it is with your cabin concerts.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's really a warming kind of...
It feels really cozy. It's so much fun.
Yeah,
of course, we should mention that this won't be the last cabin concert series for the winter.
Right.
You have more to come.
Yeah, they can go to our website to see the schedule, which should come up sometime in the next week or so on the website, michaelmonroemusic.com. Mm-hmm. And or they can just give us a call at 218-387-2919 at some point. Write it down. We're busy tonight. And call us and we'll tell you the schedule.
And when you go online, don't confuse this Michael Monroe with the other Michael Monroe
I'm not the rock and roller with the bangles and the painted fingernails and the spiked hair.
Yeah. Have you thought about that?
I'm the hippie. Yeah. I did. It did cross my mind. Yeah. But, you know, he's already got that look taken, you know.
You're right.
He does.
You're right.
He stole my name. I'm not going to return, you know, by stealing his look.
Now, Michael, you had a big year this year.
Yeah, and I'm not to be mistaken for the other Michael Johnson either, the fastest man in the world and the gold shoes guy.
The sprinter. You
know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you probably could have been had you not been busy playing music.
You see.
Yeah. There's that.
Yeah, you think?
But you had, a larger family now.
Yeah, since I saw you last, I think I told you about Truly. I have a daughter whom I met for the first time in January. She was born in 69. She doesn't want me to tell you how old she is. You ought to do that math. And she has a 10-year-old grandson. So, I mean, I have a 10-year-old grandson, and she's got a son. And my son, Stanley, and his wife just gave me my second grandchild, third altogether, counting all these. And while they were busy with taking care of the newest kid, my year-and-a-half-old grandson, sitting on his father's shoulders, said his first words that he'd said to me as I was leaving for the airport to come up north. He said, "I love you, Grandma."
Oh.
He said, "What?"
"I love you, Grandma."
Oh, yeah. Well, it's close.
And I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who cares?
Besides, he doesn't have any idea how close he might actually be. But we won't go into that.
But what a big surprise in your life to find somebody that you didn't know was there.
It's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those things don't go so well, but this certainly has.
Yeah.
She calls me old man, and I call her kid.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, kid.
Where does she live?
She lives in Seattle.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Now, I think Michael, you and I have gone over the April song. I did a song that was, I think last time I was here, and I'd love to do it again if you don't mind.
We'd love to hear
because
it.
Because we need another shot at it.
Good.
Okay, this is called April Fool. I'm just a fool for April. There's nothing more to say. Long as I can remember, she's led my heart astray. When I was green as willow, she had me ditching school. Even then she tricked me. I'm just an April fool. She tangles dogwood blossoms into her yellow hair. She uses the same perfume the Smoky Mountains wear. She keeps the flame of summer round her neck as a jewel. She breezes in to see me, and I'm an April fool. She entrances me, and she dances me, and she flies me like a kite. And I soon forget she's only come to play. And there comes a day when she will not stay, and I lie awake at night, hoping next time April, May. When I walked out this morning,
April had up and gone, and it was clear as water. She'd only led me on, and it will be next winter before my heels will cool, and then I will forgive her. I'm just an April fool. She knows I will forgive her. I'm just an April fool.
That's beautiful.
Just one gets more beautiful than the other. Is that, you know, one of yours, Michael?
No. Hmm. I pretend it was. No, a fellow named Hugh Prestwood wrote that. Just a marvelous writer.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You know, I
Michael, I realized that song was supposed to be on the other guitar, wasn't it?
No, it was supposed to be on this guitar. I just forgot to put my capo on. And
okay.
You have to put the capo on. Just,
yeah, we
why
know
does
about
this
that.
Sound a whole step wrong?
Got to put the chicken on.
My cheater.
Your capo on.
You know, these songs are so beautiful, and you sit there, and I sit here, and I have to kick myself so that I don't start singing along.
Yeah, well,
that would ruin it for everybody.
No, that's why I turn your mic off.
Yeah, thank you.
You go ahead and sing.
It'd be great, Buck.
No.
Bob's
no,
heard me sing before.
No, it wouldn't. No. That's why we turn the mic off for the host.
Okay.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I think, you know, the last time you were here, Michael, I think you had a really bad cold.
I did.
And it was a struggle, and you're such a professional, did such a great job, but it can't be much fun to have to sing when your voice is under
when
the
you're
weather.
You're just laying eggs all over the place.
Well, you weren't doing that, but yeah.
You know what has always struck me, and when the two of you have been here together, are Michael, and I know you've had the experience, and so have you, but other musicians come in and you play. You said we rehearsed this, which means you played it once.
Yeah.
And yet the two of you can sit there and just, it's like you've been playing that song or whichever one you're doing for years and years and years. I think that's just an incredible ability.
It's part of the spontaneity. It's a language that you can share.
Huh.
Yeah, the universal language.
It's amazing. To me it is anyway, that you can just that happen.
For those of you who may have just tuned in shortly ago, of course, we have Michael Johnson and Michael Monroe in studio, and that's who you're listening to, and another great session that we've been able to enjoy here, Bob. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to hear another song. I really enjoyed listening to these music so far.
Your call.
Of which song of yours I would like you to hear you play? Let me see. I'd like to hear you play something from South Pacific. You know what? I want to hear you play I Enjoy Being a Girl.
I enjoy being a girl.
I'm proud that my silhouette is curvy. I talk on the telephone for hours. Sorry. With a pound and a half of cream upon my face. Excuse me.
The only time I play songs I don't really know is when I'm with you.
Yeah, I sensed that.
What do you think? What should we do of the songs that we've played together?
One of yours.
Of mine.
How about the river?
Oh, let's do river. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was so in tune when we were out there.
If you have to tune all six of them.
Yeah, I know.
You started with the wrong one. Just remember that.
Okay, here we go. This is a Joni Mitchell's tune. Christmas, they're cutting down trees.
putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. So I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, and then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. Well, I made my baby cry, tried hard to help me, and she put me at ease. She loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've got a loss of this baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Skate away on. Well, I made my baby say goodbye. Well, it's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. So oh, I wish I had a river that I could skate away on.
I think that's my favorite.
Oh man,
Joni Mitchell song, and she's written so many beautiful songs, but that one really grabs me.
Never heard it done better.
Thanks. Yeah, that's it kills fun. Me. I had to learn that one.
You, the two of you together are amazing.
Oh,
you really
thank
are.
You.
You're really just.
Oh gee.
Terrific. No, I'm serious. Just an incredible sound.
Well, Michael's been such a huge influence on me getting into doing music, encouraging me and my when I was starting out. And
have you so known each other that long?
Oh yeah, since early 70s.
Yep.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't realize that.
We went
very old.
I'm sure they've talked about it, but you know, yeah. I'm old and
well, so am I.
Things go in and out. And would this have been back in the Chad Mitchell day?
No, it was just after that. Was not quite that far back.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I go that far back. But actually, I wound up. Judging a contest that Michael was a contestant for, and he won.
Huh.
And he won a guitar.
Yeah.
Come to think of it.
I did.
Yeah.
And that's a great story.
The song that he played just was just so far beyond anything anybody else had was doing there. And I just thought, well, undoubtedly, that's it. And the song is still one of my favorites. It's called At Home.
And, beautiful and song. You've played that together here, and it is beautiful song.
Yeah, that's the one where I stole the recording of it here and put it on my live album.
Exactly. That's the one. And I think
fantastic.
Just reading a little bit on the web, Michael, I learned something I didn't know either. What your opportunity or your start in playing that guitar was just a happenstance when your brother broke his leg, and maybe you could fill us in on
it. Yeah, my brother broke his leg, and I had pneumonia, and I was in bed for months, and it was back when doctors made house calls. I was in an oxygen tent in the living room.
No kidding.
Of our house, in Denver. And he'd come by every day and pull the fluid out of my lungs. We don't really need to go into all that.
Well.
But, that's kind of when I started playing guitar. But I have to tell you, back then, too, my first girlfriend, Phyllis, I was 13. She didn't ever come to see me when I was sick. And then when I got out, she had found somebody new, you know. And it's tough on the little boy's heart. So...
Ouch.
It was tough. And then, you know, Facebook, thanks to the Facebook, just this past year, she wrote me.
No way.
And I hadn't spoken to her in 80
no
years.
No way.
And I could not resist. I wrote her back and I said...
Where have you been?
I said, I knew you'd come crawling. I knew you'd come crawling back to me. And she wrote me back saying LOL and parentheses, haha, but you don't know what that means. I mean... I haven't heard from her since.
Well,
that's funny.
That is pretty good. You know, I think we got time for another tune, if you guys don't mind.
Doing one more? Have you got time?
One more song?
Sure.
Okay.
We could do Nobody Home, or we could do... we've already done Mellow.
Why don't you do a Solon?
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of plunk along. All right.
Okay. Here we go. Money have I none, yet shall we be merry? Hey ho, nobody home. Soul, a soul, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake, an apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for Ringo, made us all. God bless the master of this house and the mistress also, and all the little children that around your table grow. The cattle in your stable, the dog by your front door, and all that dwells within your gates, we wish you 10 times more. Soul, a soul, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake, an apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all. Go down into your cellar and see what you can find. If the barrels are not empty, we hope you will be kind. We hope you will be kind with your apple and straw bear. For we'll come no more a soul until this time next year. Soul, a soul, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake, an apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us soul. The streets are very dirty, my shoes are very thin, I have a little pocket to put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a half penny.
halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you. Soul, soul, a soul kick, please good missus, a soul kick. An apple, a pear, a plum, a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him who made us all. Hey-ho, nobody home, meat nor drink nor money have I none. Yet no, should we no be merry? Hey-ho, nobody home, hey-ho, nobody home. Meat nor drink nor money ever none, yet shall we be merry. Ooh, nobody home. Hey, ooh, nobody home.
That was fun.
I don't think we've ever ended it like that before. Yeah. Got to go with how it happens.
That's right.
Sometimes.
That's right.
We usually just fade that song out until our careers end.
Yeah. We've been listening to Michael Johnson and Michael Monroe here in the studio here tonight, and you're going to have others, as we talked earlier, coming up. And
yep.
People
about
can access them.
Once a month
them.
We do the Log Cabin Concert, and so... I don't remember when the next one is, in January sometime.
But, yeah. MichaelMonroeMusic.com.
Yes, that's the one.
And Michael, you mentioned you'll be playing here other spots in Minnesota.
Yeah, actually I've had a great December here already. Mm-hmm. I was at the Dakota Jazz Club the other night down in the cities, and then I played St. Cloud and St. Peter and all the saints.
Wow. St. Ben's. Might as well while you're here.
All of them, yeah. And then wound up here, of course, at Michael and Debbie's. And then, gee, what happens after that? Alexandria, possibly. Alexandria towards the end of the... No, the beginning, January.
Of the new year.
Then I'm playing at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester on the 10th. So I'm getting around.
Great, yes.
Yeah,
great.
And I just love it here.
Good.
It's so nice to see you guys,
you.
Too.
Yeah, we do love seeing you, and I hope that you can come back soon.
Thanks I'll for having
back.
Us.
Yeah. Summer's fine here, too.
Yeah, that's our, I've read about that.
Yeah.
you froze your butt off in the summertime this year. Well, actually, it was fall, wasn't it, when you came up?
Yeah, it was.
Played in the rain. That's why I mentioned the storm stuff.
Yeah.
It's been great to have you both here.
Yeah.
Thanks you guys.
Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year. Have a great night here.